Hey, hey, welcome back to your Daily Lift. Today we have Susan Collins, a Christian Science practitioner from New York, New York. This lift also relates to a Sentinel Radio edition. You can find a link to it on today's Daily Lift page on ChristianScience.com.
In considering the mind-body connection, it's both imperative and magnificent to know that Christian Science teaches God is infinite mind, infinite ever-present intelligence, and that this infinite omniscient mind is our mind through reflection. We, being God's reflection, His image, manifest this mind as we express wisdom, spontaneity, perception, and the like. The Bible further explains, we have a choice. It says, choose you this day whom ye will serve. And it says, I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Thus, we have a choice. We can choose to listen to divine mind, our father, mother, or not. The fact is, we're in control of our lives and our bodies to the degree we choose to listen to and express divine mind. God has actually made us able to hear Him, understand Him, and obey Him. So as we consistently choose mind's impartations, His thoughts and divine ideas of vitality, honesty, productivity, etc., we're truly at one with our Maker. Great harmony, well-being, and progress follow. Likewise, thoughts of anger, resentment, dismay may bring us despair, discomfort, and a sense of aimlessness. Mrs. Eddy writes, if you wish to be happy, argue with yourself on the side of happiness. Take the side you wish to carry, and be careful not to talk on both sides or to argue stronger for sorrow than for joy. You are the attorney for the case and will win or lose according to your plea. So today, as we bring our thought into accord with mind, with God's health-filled, joyous thoughts, we'll experience His kingdom, her bounty, beauty, and irresistible love, here and now.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2015.